Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you ready to panic a little bit?
A little bit. Probably a little bit.
Not too much, just a little bit.
No, just a taste.
I didn't love how the weekend went for the Red Sox. I was hoping it was going to go better, Keith. I was.
Here's the thing.
What's that?
Here's the excuse right off the rip. This is a stat that's going to blow your mind.
Oh,
Rich Keefe stats and info.
Right away?
I also saw it on ESPN.
Okay.
So I hijacked it. I'm just the one that's going to relay this
to you.
Okay,
good. You're the messenger.
So two of the games that the Red Sox played this weekend were day games.
I know this stat.
This stat is absurd.
I know this stat.
Which makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
The San Francisco Giants in home games during the day are 15-2.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do?
You ran into a buzzsaw.
You can't beat them during that.
A day game buzzsaw.
That's wild. So those two games were 1 o'clock local time. It's a major league best 15-2 in home day games. So they're the opposite of Brian Bello, is what they are.
Okay, well, you know what?
They live for the light.
I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel better
right
after hearing that.
They had no chance.
They won the only game that was really truly up for grabs.
Right.
And Devers went 0-for-5.
Correct. That's the game we should talk about. Okay. That's the game we should focus on.
But unfortunately,
not the other two debacles.
Yesterday afternoon happened where they just couldn't, they couldn't stay on the bag in the case of Jaren Duran, and they couldn't catch the baseball.
He was hot about it.
In the case of Jaren Duran, Romy Gonzalez, most of the rest of the team. No, yeah, he was real hot about it.
Yeah.
Which, smart move by him, I think, based on some of the things that have been picked up that he's said. Make sure when you're cursing people out, cover your mouth. That's probably a good move
for
Jaren Duran.
You don't want to get suspended by the team again.
You want to not miss a couple of games and get suspended for a few games. That's probably a good way to prevent it. Cover your mouth when you're just ripping the umpire limb from limb for being a moron going off the base. I think he was clearly off the base, by the way.
I thought he got in there, though. I mean, it was whatever, but like call on the field usually stands and something like that. Yeah, I know a lot of people are doing like...
I take that back. Not clearly off the bag, but there, it was inconclusive. Which means you stick with the call.
Like that stuff happens,
right?
Like they don't get them all right. I know people are all bent out of shape about instant replay and calling out Major League Baseball, but this speaks more to the overall season that Jaren Duran's had. Like one of the reasons why they're where they're at is because of him. Like he really had an incredible year last year. Top 10 MVP votes, was like the leadoff hitter that you would want. He was good in the field. He was electric on the bases. It was a menace on the bases. He was awesome. He is not awesome this year. He is average, maybe slightly below average. Like as a baseball outfielder, like he leaves something to be desired. And, you know, when you have all these other things going on with your team and you're relying on these young guys, that should have been one guy that you could bank on. And right now you can't.
Nope.
Right now you can't. He has struggled, to say the least.
Struggled defensively, made a big out on the bases. I mean, they were probably losing either way. They were down, three runs at that point in time? But you can make it a game. They had a few other hits in that inning as well. Only one other hit in that inning. Trevor Story looked like he had a bang-bang play at first base, but he couldn't challenge it because they lost the Duran challenge. And then eventually there was another base knock after that. So you could have been threatening there. But the Red Sox ran their way out of it. They played their way out of it defensively, and they dropped 2 out of 3 to the Giants over the weekend. Rafael Devers, not a monster weekend by any means.
No.
But he did homer on Saturday in a 3-2 victory. which ended up being important runs in that game. He had one other hit yesterday while the Giants were piling it on late, but 2-for-12 with a walk. He was 0-for-5 in the one Red Sox win over the weekend. And the Red Sox are now even keel, 500, 3-3 since the Devers trade. I was hoping for more momentum coming out of the weekend.
They belonged, the way they've played. Like, they're a 500 team. Like, they're gonna get up maybe a couple games, then down a couple games, and whatever else. And this is sort of where they're at. And they've played they're one over right now. But they've played closing in on 80 games. So we're almost at the exact halfway point of the season for the Red Sox. But real quick on Devers, this is something, I don't know if there's a lot of a ton of stats to back this up. I feel like every time this year for me personally, I've bet on somebody to hit a home run. They have not hit a home run, but the next day they did.
Oh.
So Devers, so I'm telling you, if you have a hunch out there, believe in yourself, trust yourself. If you miss the home run on Friday, bet it on Saturday.
Double down.
Happens all the time.
Okay.
And this is the latest version of it, because I thought Devers was going to homer on Friday. It was part of the Sportsbook Rhode Island Parlay of the Week. Missed. And then, lo and behold, Saturday, Sox a dinger. And you're like, man.
You got the Red Sox win part right, though.
I did get that.
Yeah, you had one leg you had.
Yeah, I know. Then there was the balls flying out of the park yesterday. For a park that we didn't think a lot of guys hit home runs, yesterday all it was home runs.
Very strange. You know, Rafaela hit one. Yeah. You got him out of the lefty killers there, Rev Snyder and Romy Gonzalez. Yeah. But I was hoping for a lot more coming out of the weekend. And, you know, they had won whatever it was, five series in a row going into this weekend. You win the first game, especially. And then how you lose yesterday. You battled back. You got to Robbie Ray early, who is a good, former Cy Young winning pitcher. And it felt like you had the Giants on the ropes. You had a series win ready to go. Romy Gonzalez drops an easy line drive right at him at second base, where maybe or maybe not, he's playing out of position.
Yeah, their defense blows again.
That
was an issue early.
Yeah. And ironically, they're worse defensively this year with Devers out of the field.
Right.
They're worse than they've ever been.
Can't blame him. Dave Hamilton, not great.
No.
Don't want to see him out there anymore.
So the way that game got away from them yesterday, and they're back at it with the Angels, who they didn't exactly have a great series against last time they faced them, though it's not a good team.
No.
It has the potential to snowball. We talked about Garrett Crochet last week, where Crochet came out and he got the big important win in the final game of the series against Seattle. I'm like, that's a big, hopefully momentum-building win. You didn't want it to snowball after the Devers trade by losing a series. And then, lo and behold, they turn around and do it, and they lose in gross fashion yesterday against the Giants. So, look, I'm still happy Devers is gone. I'm not changing my tune on that. I still think the Red Sox are a better team without Rafi Devers, subtracting him from this team. And that's before they even make any moves, potentially. Well, I don't know if I should hold my breath on that. But make any moves, potentially, to upgrade the team leading up to the deadline. I think they're better off without him. But this weekend didn't go far in making my case. They're a half game out of a playoff spot.
Although Friday, if you just go back to Friday, relive that moment for a second. Rafael Devers with a chance against Aroldis Chapman late in the game, and Chapman got him.
He did.
Great matchup. And that's one where we've been on the other side of it, where Chapman's pitching for the Yankees and Devers is playing for the Red Sox, and Devers has gotten the better of Chapman before. So that was great. That was a good showdown. And that part of it, you couldn't have scripted any better. You know, 0-for-5, chance in the bottom of the ninth, and Chapman gets it. And you're like, all right, hell yeah. Red Sox with another win. Things are looking up. And then obviously the weekend happens. Devers has a little bit more to say about it on Saturday. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, I still don't think this is going to come back to haunt him by any means. I don't see Rafael Devers, having like the Manny Ramirez LA Dodgers run or the Mookie Betts Dodgers run or anything like that. Like, I'm sure he helps them. Like, he's going to be in the middle of their lineup for the rest of the year and what they assume, 8-9 more years. Good hitter. I feel the same way about him. Like, good hitter, kind of a turd teammate, and like a really good hitter, like a B-plus hitter. Not a guy that's, at the top end of the league, though.
No, I mean, Rafael Devers right now, the Giants are 3-3 too, by the way, since the trade.
Yep.
He's hitting .217 with one home run. So,
Red Sox would kill for .217. No,
I'm saying he's not exactly tearing it up, and they're not crushing it since they got him.
No.
And by the way, the Red Sox, they're .500 without Devers. I thought they were going to be better off. I'm already seeing it on the text line. And we'll see. It's only six games. Yeah. They could go into the tank for all I know.
And they got Bueller tonight, so they should be fine.
That's true. I just
bet everybody on the Angels hit a home run.
Probably. Guys, they were 500 last year with Devers. They were a last place team the 2 years prior with Devers.
Devers been on the team a while.
They haven't been a good team with Devers for a long period of time, is all I would say. Uh-huh. So being 500 without him in a small sample size, I don't think is the end of the world.
Yeah.
But they got to turn it around quickly. And again, how they lost yesterday admittedly stung. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number all day long here on Jones and Keefe. You can also text us. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And do the same on YouTube.
Oh, I was on YouTube the other day.
I wouldn't go to YouTube. Not on a work computer. But YouTube, you can chat there as well. Just subscribe YouTube. To WEEI. Did it bother you that it seemed like Devers was having fun this weekend? It bothered me.
Well, I kind of like laughed at it, to be honest. I'm like, what is this guy's problem? So, like, we knew that them signing Bregman was his problem, right? So I guess I answered my own question. But when he's talking about, like, it's been so long since he's been happy and all this stuff, you're like, dude, you were the highest paid guy in franchise history. They pretty much leave you be. They're like, you're booting the ball at third base. You're the third baseman up until a point. Until Bregman was available, then they got Bregman. And you're making it seem like you were in the worst organization, you had the worst teammates, you had a manager that didn't stick up for you at all times until this year. I can understand, like, the last few weeks, few months, not, you know, you weren't thrilled about it and, you know, your own personal issues with it. But to make it sound like, oh my God, you were like in prison with the Red Sox, it's insane.
Well, and let me give you an example. So that's a specific one that you're talking about, that quote from over the weekend. Let me give you another example. After the win on Saturday, where he didn't hit wasn't a walk-off win or anything. He just homered.
Oh, he homered earlier in the
game. Against his former team, and they won. So I'm not saying he didn't have a role in it, but just, I don't know, typically the Gatorade bath is reserved for,
Garen Austin.
A walk-off win. Unless it's Tristan Cassis, then your teammates want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, see you later.
But this was Devers after the game on Saturday on, I think, the NBC Sports Bay Area.
Como lo dije ayer, no tengo que cambiar nada.
No. Like I said in the press conference, I know the type of player I am. I don't have to change anything. I have the power to all fields. So there is nothing that I'm going to need to change here.
Okay. So that's him getting the Gatorade bath after the game, which I think our guy Boston Sports Gordo, part of the Play Tessie, you can check them out on the Odyssey app. He pointed out, Devers likes doing post-game media now?
No, he never did.
Like,
that was one of the
things. So now that he's a Giant and now that, you know, he wants to ingratiate himself with the new fan base and teammates, instead of freezing them out, putting David Ortiz on mute, he wants to ingratiate himself and celebrate and now do the post-game scrum, which he couldn't be bothered to do when he was here in Boston. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I just want to get it all straight. That's all.
It's a little like Kyrie Irving-esque where it's like, oh, things were so bad for me here. It's like, were they? Like, they basically let you do whatever you wanted. And then, sorry, they moved you off at third base because you were horrible at third base. And now you're going to act like this giant baby. And that was just one of the things. Obviously, he wasn't a leader. And I don't really overblow that part of it because I don't think everybody is a natural leader. And I think if you force it, it can be bad. And just because you're the best hitter doesn't mean you're a leader. However, all the other guys on the team take turns doing these walk-off interviews. And if you're like, hey, I don't really care what he says, that's not really the point. It's sort of like, all right, we're going to grab this guy or we're going to grab this guy and they're going to even speak for you. I think it might have been Gordo actually that posted a while ago, Rafael Devers did have a walk-off hit. And then Nesson goes to get him, and it's like, he's not doing it. So Jaron Duran has to do the interview, and they're like, hey, Jaron, what'd you think of Devers' hit? It's like, I don't know, maybe go ask him. But, like, he didn't have time for that. And it just sort of, like, trickles down to sort of, like, how you feel about your teammates, how you feel about the whole situation.
And I agree with your stance on this, by the way. Not everybody's a leader. Devers clearly isn't a leader. In fact, he's a bad teammate. So he's the opposite of a leader. But then don't go to San Francisco and now all of a sudden pretend that you're like strange. A different guy. Like,
well, he did right off the rip when he was like, I'll play any position.
Yeah, well, that too. It's just more fraudulence from him. So that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
All right, you're not a leader. All right, you don't do media. Now you're a Giant, you do media? Like, now you're a Giant, you're happy to do the walk-off, and you're happy to say you'll play wherever, and let's do Gatorade baths?
Like, and the weird part about this...
Where was this?
You could see it in, you know, other sports, for example. Say football. Say football, you know, you don't like the role on your team, and then you go somewhere else... and they redo your contract. That's different. He's getting paid the exact same amount.
Yep.
So it's like, all right, I'm going to be a pain in the ass for $30 million a year that you're paying me. Now I get traded. I'm going to get paid now by them, but the same amount of U.S. dollars, and yet I'm going to act completely different. Like, everything's great now. Like, yeah, good riddance. Like, that. I know he homered on Saturday and whatever else, and the Giants won 2 out of 3, but I've never felt more strongly after the way the whole series went. Like, I'm good. Like, wash your hands, Rafael Devers. They'll be better off in the long run.
So I couldn't help but be bothered. I was annoyed when he homered, admittedly.
Yeah, of course.
And then I couldn't help but be bothered by the way he carried himself. And I don't know, maybe he'll be a different guy with the Giants. I mean, yeah. I guess there's a real opportunity for him to soul search, look at himself in the mirror.
But even going back to...
I don't know how often he's done that lately. But, you know...
He's one of those vertical mirrors.
Look at yourself in the mirror and say, all right, I need to change my ways. And maybe you learn from it. I mean, yeah. Maybe. I doubt it. My guess is he's just doing it for the first week to ingratiate himself. And he'll be the same lousy teammate he's been once he gets there. But I think part of the reason he was so bubbly, effervescent, having such an outwardly obvious fun time is because he was jamming it right in the Red Sox face, which is his right. But that annoyed me. While I was watching this weekend, that annoyed me.
It's the guy out there that has like the new girlfriend. He's like, everything's the best ever. And you're like, you sure about that? Like, you sure everything's the best ever? So and now like you're doing too much. Like now you're telling us you're too happy. Like I refuse to believe it. But no, I think it really going back to last week and we talked about it at the time, when he first came out and was like, I'll play wherever the coaches or wherever the manager wants me to play, like that's ridiculous because a month earlier, you were like, I'll play first base next season.
Mm-hmm.
And then
found that out from Jeff Paxton. Right. He'll play first base in 2026.
So basically, the one guy that had my back in all this, Tristan Casas, like, I'll take his job. Right? That was the one guy that was like, Devers should play third. Yep. And then Devers like, I'll play first. You're like, wait a minute, what? That was my takeaway.
Good point.
The one guy that had my back this whole time, he's like, give me that spot.
Well, that's probably why Tristan Casas did want it third.
But then he was like,
if you really want to play it out. Casas was like, keep him over there. Devers like, I'll go take his spot.
But, like, that part to me was just kind of comical with Devers. And then, like, because one of the other things that he complained about was, well, if I say yes to first base, then they'll move me anywhere, which is obviously a joke. They're not going to put him in the outfield. They're not going to put him behind the plate. But then when he goes to the Giants, like, wherever you need me. You're like, okay. Like,
right. Outfield?
Yeah, outfield.
Catcher?
Whatever you need. Pitch an inning?
Whatever you need, I got you. Like that, so right. the fraudulence was off the charts this weekend. But the Red Sox, make no mistake, they're teetering. That's a bad, bad, bad loss yesterday. Bad series loss for them. So they got to turn it around against the Angels, or even I. And I've been pretty bullish on them moving off Devers and pretty hopeful for what they can be. Even I am nervous about their spot after that loss yesterday. You can jump in.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Rafi, now that time has passed, did you want to leave?
Ya eso quedó en el pasado, como lo dije. Ya eso son decisiones que yo no la controlaba. Eso son decisiones del equipo, y eso para mí quedó en el pasado.
That's in the past. Those are not decisions that I control, and you know that's I'm living that in the past right now.
So that was Devers over the weekend. Giants take 2 out of 3. Devers had 2 hits. One was a home run. honestly didn't do a ton in the series.
No.
Hasn't really done a ton since he's gotten to the Giants. They're 500. You're 500 without him. You've been 500 the year prior. You were a last place team the 2 years before that. I still think the Red Sox are in okay shape post-Devers, but yesterday's loss unraveled quickly. Bad defense, bad base running, bad pitching, bad bullpen, bad decisions by the manager, and all those same issues that have been there really all season long.
Oh, yeah.
Were right back in your face. That felt like a bad timing for a bad loss to me.
Yeah, and like you need to capitalize on the starts by guys like Lucas Giolito, tonight's starter Walker Buehler. If they give you a quality start, you need to win those games. Because there's going to be plenty of times where they don't, and they just pour gasoline on themselves, and you're going to lose those ones.
Especially in a game where, and the offense, look, hasn't been great, even with Devers for the last couple of weeks. Like, it's had a rough June. But they scored yesterday.
They did.
And so it's like, even when Giolito's going to give you a decent start,
right,
and you're scoring six runs, those are games you got to win because you're not going to get by with the way they pitched for the last few weeks where you're giving up a run or two every single night with this pitching staff. The nights you score, you better win. And they didn't because their defense let them down. The bullpen just imploded once they got in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, that was all a problem.
It was. And Jaron Duran, we highlighted this a little bit, but a problem in the field, on the base paths, and then he's just not doing enough at the plate. Like he was awesome last year.
He was.
And it's been a far cry from that. On Friday, we did our top five Red Sox, our top five current Red Sox.
I had him third.
Yeah, you want to put him down on that list.
Might want to take him off.
Yeah, I didn't have him on the list, but I wasn't super confident in, you know, I had Marcelo Meyer fifth on my list. So there's still hope and upside, but
call that a toss up. Like Duran could be fifth, but I would at best move him down and maybe take him off the list altogether.
Yeah, but Duran was one of the one of the 10 best players in the American League last year. Now he's barely a top five player on a 500 baseball team.
Yep.
That's a pretty steep drop off.
Would you move him?
He was really good in the field last year. He is horrible this year.
Yeah. I mean, just yesterday was brutal. I put that like 100% on him. Eaton's playing third, which is his own problem.
Guy's a stud.
But he's playing third base. Like, Duran's got to be screaming for that baseball and calling him off, and he didn't. And then Duran also overslid second base. I like that he was aggressive going for second.
Yeah, that's his thing.
You got to stay on the bag when you're doing it. He overslid. I think it was a bang-bang call. People think he was clearly safe. I don't think anything was clear. And the call on the field was he was out. So Duran's hurting you. Would you a couple of weeks ago, when his name first emerged with San Diego, I was like, no.
I'm closer to it. I would still trade Willy or Abreu first.
Me too.
Then Jaron Duran. But I don't know. Is last year the anomaly? Are we going to look back and be like, Jaron Duran was awesome for 1 year and then like okay for the rest of his career?
Yes and no. Because Jaron Duran, I'm pulling it up now, but wasn't he pretty good in 23 too? He was just hurt. Didn't he get hurt?
He got hurt at the end, which kind of just was too bad because I think he was really picking up steam. But he was pretty good.
So, like, Duran in 23 hit .295 with an .828 OPS. Like, he was swiping a bunch of bags.
Yep,
the issue is he got hurt. So, I mean, I think there was more than just last season. But if you want to say the year and a half was an anomaly, then, maybe it was.
But
maybe that's the high watermark for a guy who is, in his late 20s.
His OPS is 120 points lower than it was last season. And then to Nick's point, he's not even as good of a glove as he was before. I feel like there's been a lot less of those dynamic Duran plays, like the single into a double like he was trying to do yesterday. I feel like that was pretty commonplace last year. It's like almost every time you watched him, he did something like that.
Yeah. So, look, I'm closer to moving him, too. The way you said it, I think, is right. I would still move Willier before him. But he's not having a good year. And, you want to talk about now guys who are leaders or not. I mean, the Red Sox tried to make Jaron Duran a leader. He's not. I mean, he's absolutely not that.
No.
And he's getting himself thrown out of that game yesterday. Cora on his heels got thrown out of the game as well. He's clearly cursing out the ump. Like, I have no problem with him getting ejected in that spot.
Well,
even if the umps missed the call. Do you? You wanted the robot umps there?
Yeah, robot umps. I don't think a player should get ejected unless they spit on the ump. That's my one rule. And you can't, like, punch him in the face.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't assault anybody.
Yeah, I think
in any way, shape,
as long as you don't make physical contact with the umpire, you should stay in the game.
And then you get that ump from the College World Series taking a dive. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, I didn't see that. What happened?
Coastal Carolina manager got tossed.
And he fell down?
And one of the umps that came over to try and break it up just fell over. And he dove.
Nice.
Now, robots wouldn't have that problem.
So Duran is an issue for the Red Sox right now. Can he turn it around? We can debate, but it doesn't look right. And again, bad loss for the Red Sox yesterday. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Let's go to Gary in Fall River on Rafael Devers. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what this reminds me of. It reminds me of they ran Nomar out of 2004 too, and then somebody else picked it up. They won the World Series. And 2007, we had Jason Bay, believe it or not, and he ended up doing a job Manny was doing. These guys got to pick it up when they get rid of a star.
It was 2008, Gary, but okay,
Manny was very much on the 07 World Series
team. Yeah. It was 08. Bay came in and he did have a good year.
He had a good 09, right? I think he had a better 09.
He came in at the deadline in 08, and then, yes, in 09, because we were looking up all the guys who have gotten top 10 MVP votes, which Devers never got. Bay was top 10. He was like 7th or something in the MVP in 09, and then he left. So, no, look. I think
Nomar was a better player and more popular than Devers, but I get his overall point. Like, you take a guy who is one of the best players on your team, you remove him. Now, the problem is, at least in the Nomar deal, you got back major league players right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think a big part of the Devers deal, and some people want to just say it's horrible, and that's fine. I want to see what they do in the next month. And I know we're talking about it today, so we can't just wait. But are they going to add salary? Are they going to bring in another middle-of-the-lineup hitter? Are they going to bring in a top-end pitcher with the money that they're saving now on Rafael Devers? If they don't do that, you might be right, sir. And then that's terrible. Because at least with Nomar, you're like, all right, you got rid of your shortstop, but you brought in a shortstop. You also brought in a first baseman. And then like that same day or the day later, you got an outfielder who can run. So like, they added to that team. Right now, you just subtracted.
The big leaguers you brought in.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Hicks and Harrison are both in Worcester. Hicks was brutal yesterday, I guess, from what I understand. Jeez. Harrison is pitching sometime this week for the first time.
Great.
With the Woo Sox. So get ready for that. By the way, while we were talking to Durant, I meant to bring this up. The Athletic put out their top 30 players who could be moved at the trade deadline.
Okay.
Number one on the list, Tim Britton, Aaron Gleeman, Eno Saris.
All right.
Jaren Duran.
Jaren Duran's number one player to be moved by the deadline?
Number one option on their list to be moved.
All right. Well,
so that would be
they
more,
must know something.
That would be more subtracting is what that would be.
Move him for another minor leaguer? another former top prospect like Harrison?
Which I would not be on board with. I heard Greg.
You can.
Oh, sorry. Go.
Real quick. Could you get more for Duran than Devers?
Maybe.
Just because he's a really cheap player under team control for a while?
I think part of the reason you didn't get a ton for Devers is because of the contract.
People hated the contract.
Yeah. And again, as Jeff Passan reported on Friday, we spent a lot of time on it on Friday, but as Jeff Passan reported, most of baseball looks at it as a good deal for the Red Sox financially because the Devers contract was so bad.
Which is terrible. That's not how any fan should look at
it. Well, not in Boston, right?
Like they save money.
I don't care that they save money. But
they're under the cap now?
But just know in baseball,
yeah.
A lot of people in baseball are like, oh, the Red Sox actually did pretty well for that trade. Now they're emphasizing the financials, which I'm with
Hicks
you.
Hicks went two-thirds of an inning yesterday.
That's all right.
Good. Three hits, two runs, a walk, and a home run.
Not good.
You got two outs, though.
They're emphasizing the financials. They're not emphasizing the return in the trade. They're emphasizing the financials.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard Greg talking about this on my drive-in this morning. David Ortiz really went more scorched earth on Rafi Devers. Dude, what? You think he's doing too much?
He's doing way too much. You got to lay low on this one. First of all, we believed you. You didn't need to say that Devers didn't. I believe him, but it's like the timing of it was comical. And you're like, all right, you work for the team. You get it. People are kind of dug it. Do you think anybody was like, man, I was so pro Devers until I saw these David Ortiz tweets? Like, stop. It's too much. I made the joke earlier about how, you know, Devers seems like he's the guy that has like the new girlfriends, like everything's the best ever. Ortiz feels like Devers broke up with him. Like he's the one, he's like now just like emptying the tank on this.
Uh-huh.
This is like a relationship gone south. Like leave it alone. I don't think I'm even technically on his side, I guess. I am more pro team than I am pro Devers, but every time Ortiz puts something out, you're like, "All right, enough."
So yeah, this to me feels more backstabby than anything else, hit piece than anything else, is Ortiz out there as the attack dog for the organization. Literally called them the best organization in baseball, which...
What?
Look, I'm on board with the trade, but I think we can all objectively say they're not the best organization in baseball.
No, the team that traded Mookie Betts for pennies on the dollar is the best organization.
He said the thing is that to have some like this at Boston, you have to just not be a hitter. You have to be the full package. All the way around, player, go Red Sox.
That was him standing on his like numbers, like at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like basically
yeah, so I'm sorry,
like,
standing on the 34.
Yeah, so basically like, hey, Devers, you're never going to have your number retired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no kidding. Also, Ortiz was a hitter.
Well, I was going to say.
Strictly a hitter.
Ortiz was a great hitter. Ortiz was, yeah, much better hitter than this guy. Yeah. Much better player than this guy.
Yeah.
Ortiz was not an all-around player.
I don't remember a lot of those great fielding plays.
I mean, Devers was more of an all-around player, if we're being honest. More of an all-around
player. Devers played third base quite a bit.
He played the field a heck of a lot more. Now he's brutal at it. But at least he was out there, unlike Ortiz, who did it in interleague play here and there, or World Series here.
So does David Ortiz just like he's like I'm gonna seize the moment here, or does somebody tell him like, hey, David, do you mind doing this?
Well, good question.
Because I wonder if David's just sort of like, you know, he's paid by the team and he's a Red Sox legend, and he sees a guy badmouthing the Red Sox, and is his like knee jerk reaction to do this?
David Ortiz,
or is it more, or is it more like literally said like, hey, David, if you could do this, because I'd believe either one.
So Terp has up the other thing that he posted this week on Instagram. He had all the unresponded to.
This is a scorned lover. A scorned lover would post tweets,
text,
or text
DMs, whatever they are. Yeah. I think I heard Courtney say it's WhatsApp. Yeah. So wherever it's from, all these messages to Devers that were unresponded to, which I believe, I do find it very comical. A lot of people are like, oh, Devers is right to be upset with the organization because they were terrible at communicating. No. And those same people are like, well, who cares if Devers responded to David Ortiz? It's like,
bad communication.
Do you care about the bad communication or do you not?
Yeah.
Like, I believe it's all true. I believe the Red Sox are poor communicating to Devers. He needs to get over it. And I also believe Devers is poor communicating with David Ortiz. And he should probably get over it, David.
I think so.
Probably get over
like
that
he
one.
He is real big mad.
Do less.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm on your side. We're Take on your side, David. But yeah, do less.
It's not helping. I don't think it's having the desired result. I think people are kind of like laughing.
I don't
at
think it's won anybody over. Yeah. And it makes the organization look worse. 617-779-7937. Speaking of John Henry, we have more insight into his role in trading Rafi Devers from Jeff Passan, who was on with Arcan over the weekend. I also want to get to another member of really ownership, Theo Epstein, in his role in the direction of the Red Sox. We can do all that next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think it did evolve over time. He was perfectly fine with this trade happening. And I think it was a consequence of Rafael Devers. And I'm not going to look at Rafael Devers in this situation as somebody who's a complete innocent. He was not. There's an expectation that inside a clubhouse, teammates have of one another, right? And he was not meeting that expectation. The expectation is you're going to do everything you can so we can win baseball games. And he didn't, right? Like, now I understand why he was as aggrieved as he was, because the communication from the Red Sox stunk. Like, they dropped the ball on that. It's something that Craig Breslow has admitted. But at the same time, you know, I think Rafael Devers could have done more, and you can argue fairly should have done more, but chose not to. And that to me is where Alex Cora comes into this situation. Like, if there are problems in the clubhouse, that's on the manager to fix them.
Jeff Passan on with Arcan on Friday night. Good get by Arcan. A lot of good stuff from Passan. Cora definitely not blameless.
No, bad season for Cora.
Managing some of these personalities. We'll get into John Henry and some insight that Passan had in the reporting. Henry met with Devers twice in Kansas City. We knew about the initial report and the flight there. He also met with him the next morning for breakfast.
Yeah, a little brekkie.
Devers blew him off both times, wouldn't get on board. And I'm sure Henry came back and said, let's get rid of this guy. To that point, that was, again, what, a month ago, whatever that was? Twitch chat is saying, well, two things, Larry. Number one, we're smearing Devers because we carry the Red Sox games, and we're only doing that as a favor to the organization.
Well, I mean, people join the show at all different times. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. We've been pretty consistent since February.
I was going to say, we were ripping him and smearing him, I guess, while he was a member of the team back in spring training.
That's right.
All the way.
That's right.
Where I'm sure the team was trying to turn things around with him before they had made their decision to move on.
That Kansas City trip, by the way, was May 9th, 10th, and 11th. So it's a month and a half.
Yeah. So, if you think we're just smearing him because we carry Red Sox games, I guess we were doing it while he was playing for the team every day.
Yeah.
But go ahead. The other item in there as well is we were ripping Devers for not hitting a walk-off home run. No. I said I would get the Gatorade bath and him doing post-game media if he walked it off. All he did was hit a home run earlier in the game.
Yeah.
And so I was saying for Devers to do the post-game media, it stood out. It wasn't a walk-off situation. It stood out that he was having such a good time.
Because we also found out he turned those down all the time.
Yucking it up. He turned it
down. He refused to do those
even
here.
In walk-off situations here.
Yep.
And then with the Giants, he hits a home run early, and he's like, oh, yeah, put me on the TV. I love doing
best
interviews.
Buds.
Dump Gatorade on me. Woo. So that's what I was ripping him for.
Let me play first base, please.
If you don't like me ripping him for that, fine. Yeah. I didn't rip him because he didn't hit a walk-off home run. Though that does sound like something I would say. What were we just going over in the last? Carrabas is
What's going on
in
here?
His mentions? We were talking about Jaron Duran.
Yep,
Jaron Duran, rough game yesterday.
Yeah, bad game and not
Duran,
a good season.
Rough season. He's number one on the Athletics trade big board, and perhaps in a related story, Carrabas right now is seems like he's done with Jaron Duran.
Uh oh.
If you,
what happens. You have big supporters, like Alex Cora, big supporter of Rafael Devers. Then he was not a big supporter of Rafael Devers.
Uh-huh.
And now he's gone.
And, you know, Carrabas is a very pro-Red Sox. He's a very outspoken Red Sox fan. I don't think he hides from that in any way, shape, or form. He puts it on display.
Right.
And so for Carrabas to be done with you, I wonder.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened? Well, I wonder what happened, but I also wonder if he's.
What happened?
He's got an idea that Duran may not be long for him.
Well, if he's number one on that list that you were reading earlier, the Athletic had guys that could be traded between now and the deadline, and Jaron Duran's number one on that list. It's not kind of like thrown in there as like a maybe. Feels like that there could be something cooking.
You know what's going to happen, Keith?
What's going to happen?
They're going to trade Duran, and now we're going to just be where everybody else is with Devers. And we're going to be like, this organization's stupid, and I hate it.
Yeah, although Duran's kind of on a down note.
He is. I don't know.
If he was playing like he was last year and they traded him, it'd be insane.
Yeah.
But Jaron Duran's not Mookie Betts. Like, he had a really good year last year. And they do need to figure out at some point what their outfield's going to be. Like, what's your everyday outfield? Is it Roman Anthony, Seidon Rafaela, Willy Abreu? Well, then you do trade Jaron Duran, I guess.
That's true.
But is it, you know, Jaron Duran, Rafael, and Roman Anthony? All right. Well, then you maybe trade Willy Abreu. It does seem like all four of those guys probably need to play every day. I was of the mindset maybe Rafaela can kick in, or maybe Rafaela can be the Swiss Army knife. I don't know.
He's turned around.
Maybe he needs to play every single day.
It's true, because I was of that same mindset.
Yeah.
And I probably still lean that way, but he has been hitting. And, you know, he had a monster weekend this weekend.
And having like a really good glove in center field is pretty helpful. I mean, I think all the pitchers would say, like, yeah, I like having him out there.
Look, I wonder if Duran really is on the block. And
sounds like it.
Just reading into Carrabas being done with him, I wonder if he's heard things that the organization is done with him. But again, that's just a guess.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
It's not been great. Should we start looking at Theo? I was very excited when Theo came in, Keith. I got an email about this over the weekend that I thought was interesting. And it's like, Breslow is a Theo guy. Theo was brought in. I thought it was my favorite thing the organization had done in like a decade. Was bringing Theo back. It was like one of my favorite things they've done, where I was like, huh, bringing back a guy who's had success with Major League Baseball and with the Cubs and obviously with the Red Sox, getting him back involved in any way, shape, or form, even if it's more with Fenway Sports Group and more with the rest of the portfolio, but just to be an ear in the organization for the baseball team. Like, at what point do we look at it and say, some of this is on Theo too. Is that fair to start looking at? Because I imagine Breslow's here in big part because of him.
Yeah, but also he was not the first choice, second choice, third choice, 12th choice. Like he was he eventually came in, and maybe Theo had a little bit of hand in that. I was hopeful for a moment when they brought him in, and then was it early on when somebody was asked about it? And they're like, well, he's going to kind of overlook everything. And like he's like just as much involved in soccer. I was like,
yeah,
oh.
Which, well,
I was like, I'm out.
That's what they said. I don't buy that, though.
Yeah,
do you buy that?
Kind of.
He's as involved with soccer as he is with
he
the baseball team?
He shouldn't be, but I'm also like, I don't really understand the point of this. Because then there's like, oh, there's always those whispers about like, is this just adding to the resume so he can eventually become commissioner of baseball? It's just sort of like putting this on the list.
Or own his own club.
Yeah, something to that effect. Like it feels like they wanted him back, but obviously chief baseball officer is beneath him. So it's like, all right, what role do you have and how much say do you have? You know, if they signed Juan Soto, maybe I would have been like, yeah, he's a little bit more involved. I guess this offseason was a better offseason than the previous ones, but I'm still not convinced that he has like a huge say.
Yeah, I was very hopeful when he came in, and I guess if I'm going to be consistent, I got to look at it and go, all right, well, where are things heading and how much blame is on him? Now, I believe more in Breslow than I think a lot of people do, but if you're out on Breslow and you hate the job he's doing and you want him fired, and I know a lot of people do, well, then you got to look at Theo as well. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Devers talk all day, Red Sox talk all day. But we should get to the NBA as well. Game 7 last night, Oklahoma City, perhaps a budding dynasty, though they got a big assist with an injured superstar on the other side, which should sound familiar to Celtics fans. Plus, we'll get into some NBA trades already taking place. Kevin Durant on the move. All that with your phone calls next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.